Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. I'm very excited to launch into our next guest. We're talking about transformation and change. And our guest is Julie Stiles. And Julie is joining us from Julie Stiles Coaching in El Cerrito, California. And her business is supporting people to take back their business over their well-being. And we're going to talk about how to bring a sense of adventure and curiosity to major change and see it as a gateway to your evolution. And you know that a lot of people are thinking about that these days. They're thinking about, you know, there's a lot of change ahead. I've got some big decisions to think through. It's stressful. I gotta look at this positively. So Julie's gonna help us talk about that. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Bill. I really appreciate you having me here today.
Well, happy to have you here. And we've been talking about change ever since we started the show, because this is a very a change-oriented time for a lot of people. They're looking at a lot of concern about, am I going to be able to be okay as I transform from maybe a business owner to a person who doesn't have a business? My identity, I'm losing my identity. I might be losing some, yep. Have to find some other cash and some other things. So tell us about you and your background.
Yeah, sure. I actually have a pretty wide, you know, varied background in terms of my experience. I've done everything from teaching to, work just doing, you know, kind of regular nonprofit work to business, more in regular business settings, and then kind of ended up becoming a coach because I actually faced kind of my own major challenge, which for me was more of a health challenge. I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease about 12 years ago, and through that whole experience ended up going back to school and getting a degree in consciousness studies, master's degree in consciousness studies. And, you know, in the process of all of that, it just really kind of shifted my own way of seeing change and challenges and, you know, how we face those kinds of challenges in our life, whether it be a health thing or whether it be, you know, a business, and it can even be positive business. Like I've, of course, started my own business now. And so, I'm in the position of, you know, a lot of the, you know, people have been on, who are, you know, your listeners, you know, having started your own business and kind of taking on that identity as a business owner, you know, and how can we really see all of these, whether they're kind of more the positive seeming changes and challenges or the ones that we're not so sure that they're positive, like health or leaving a business. You know, how can we really see these in a different way and take them on in a way that really supports our own growth?
Yeah, it's we all have voices in our head. Sometimes they're friendly and sometimes they're not. When you're taking on a new venture, sometimes you wonder, where are you guiding me here? What's going on? When you work with people, what draws them to you? What kind of situations are they in when you first meet with people in your business?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. It's often people come in some kind of crisis. And, you know, this is really, in a way, it's too bad because I think it's sort of a feature of, you know, being human that we often don't really see the point of kind of investing in ourselves until we get to a crisis point. And, you know, it's really great often to work with entrepreneurs because they do at least understand the idea of investment. You know, if you own your own business, you know, at some point have to face the idea that you need to invest in your business in order to grow and, you know, various ways to do that. And that's also true for us as human beings. It's like we also need to invest in ourselves. And often, you know, that's a difficult thing for people to do. You know, our focus is always outside of ourselves. It's on other people. It's on all of the kind of external, you know, I mean, just these days, there's just so much, you know, information and everything coming at us all the time that it's hard to, kind of step back and be like, okay, there's an investment in myself that I need to make here too. So often people, when they come to me, are coming with some kind of crisis or some kind of sense of, you know, things aren't working here and I want to make a change. And, you know, and since I am a health coach, that's what my training is in health coaching. And then I also bring the transformation side to it as well through the work that I did in graduate school. But often people are coming to me with, you know, more specific health goals like nutrition and exercise. But it's really what they're really seeking, I find, is people want a greater sense of well-being. And, you know, well-being is really about, it's like every area of your life affects your well-being. And so it's really about finding for each person, depending on who the person is and what, you know, their specific goals and lifestyle is, it's really about supporting them, helping them find their own answers in terms of what is a balanced life for them. And, you know, what areas of their life can they, you know, do they need to tweak in order to kind of have the level of well-being that they really want to have?
Yeah, and yeah, there are, it seems like, especially with the expectations of technology. Remember, Julie, when they said that technology was going to set us free? Well, you know, we're more free. We can leave the office, but we take it with us, don't we? Even more so these days than we used to.
That's so true. And, you know, it's like, I mean, I really think we're living in this age of sort of information overload, and, you know, and how it takes such a conscious effort, I think, for us to, you know, to live in this time where things are coming at us so quickly.
Yeah, I've made the statement more than one time, probably in the last week, that I think attention deficit is evolutionary, because we've created the situation where if you don't have a good short brainwave game going these days, it's tough to be in business because of expectations we've set up for ourselves. How do people normally see major changes and challenges when you first talk with them? Where are they stuck? How are they looking at that? And is there a better way or a more powerful way to view those?
Yeah, there is actually. I mean, you know, I think often when we face, particularly if it's more of the crisis kind of, but even something that's positive, it's like we tend to look at things as changes as like a problem that has to be solved. You know, it's even if it's a crisis, it's often something more like, oh, it's just an experience that I have to get through. And, you know, we often don't consider like how to go through something really consciously so that we learn and grow from it. And you often hear people after a difficult experience being like, oh, yeah, I did really grow from that experience. I did really learn something from, you know, about myself or about life or whatever from going through that difficult experience or that challenge. But it's like, how can, you know, what if we could really enter the experience with that idea that this is going to be an experience that we're going to learn and grow from? And so the way I like to approach it is that it's really a call to adventure. And the call to adventure comes out of mythology. This is, you know, the hero's journey, all of those stories. Joseph Campbell talked about this. You know, all of the stories of the hero's journey start with a call to adventure. And the hero's journey is really about the stepping on the path where we evolve, where we become more whole, where we grow as a person. And, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we can get a call to adventure in our life. But the way I like to talk about it is that there's the calls to adventure that come at us, like the crisis or a change in our environment or just kind of a sense of discontent or whatever. But there's also being able to see any change or challenge that we're going through as a call to adventure, like to really consciously approach it that way.
Call to adventure. I love that concept. You know, that's a different way of looking at it as opposed to, and the other thing I've heard fairly recently, but I love it, is, you know, if you come up with five or six positive adjectives about people that you're going to deal with, and continuously look at the positive side of meeting with people, because people, interactions with people are a big part of being in business, then it makes it much easier to look forward to meetings as yeah. opposed to dreading them.
Yeah.
Interesting. And so yeah. A call to adventure, which puts you on a path of transformation, I think you mentioned, and then how do you let go? Do people have a hard time letting go of the old and grasping onto that? And why?
Yes, absolutely. And I think what you said, you know, earlier was absolutely true too. You know, if you've created and owned your own business, it's like your identity is really tied to that, most likely. I mean, for most of us, you know, that's what happens. It's like it's this thing that we've created, and anything that you create, you start to attach your identity to it. And so when you start to go through this process, I mean, letting go is one of the absolute key aspects of even the very beginning of this journey, because, you know, we have to let go of the old. We have to recognize what isn't working for us in order to be able to step into the new. It's like I think of it like, you know, you're carrying this heavy backpack that's, you know, got your old beliefs and your identities and the ways that you've always seen the world, the way you think the world works. And, you know, you're carrying all of those. And if you're really going to step into something new, if you're really going to, say, sell your business or retire and, you know, move into that new life and that new identity of you without that and who you are, you have to set down that backpack because you can't pick up anything else. It's like you're already carrying something that's heavy. You can't, it's much more difficult to pick up anything else. And so letting go is such an important part of being able to do that, because it gives you the freedom, in a sense, to be able to do that. But, you know, it is really difficult because, I mean, think about it. Like, how difficult is it to let go of some aspect of yourself, of an identity that you've been living out of so much so that you don't even necessarily see that it's an identity? You know, and I think this happens for a lot of people, particularly when they retire or sell a business, that it's, you know, that they're thinking about it in terms of like maybe an excitement of like, yes, I'm going to be free after this. And it hits them afterwards that there's this real sense of loss of a part of yourself. And, you know, in this culture, we're not all that good about really being in loss and grief. And, you know, it's almost like a death. I mean, it's a death of a part of yourself. And we're not that great in this culture about dealing with death and grief and loss. And so it is one of the parts of the journey that's a little bit more difficult, but it's also one of the parts of the journey that's so rich because it gives us, like I said, it gives us that freedom if we can really go through that consciously and let go of what isn't working or just what isn't a part of us anymore. Then we have that freedom to move into what's really next and what, you know, the new that's there for us, the growth, the evolution that's there for us.
That's great, great comments. I wrote down identity hoarders. There are a lot of people identity hoarders out there. They just, you know, they keep grabbing onto these things and not letting them go. And it's a kind of a path to crazy town. You know, one of the questions I was going to ask you was, when I drive 100 miles from my house is the desert, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, you know, that area. And along the way, I see the Mission and Riverside. I know I'm about a fourth of the way. I see the windmills. I know I'm about two-thirds of the way. What are some of the mileposts and landmarks along the path when we say yes to the call to adventure? You mentioned letting go. What are some of the other mileposts or landmarks along the way that people can look forward to or should look forward to as they change?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the letting go is definitely one of them. And, you know, really when you let go, you then are put into a place of uncertainty. And so, you know, that sense of really being in uncertainty and being able to be present in that is really important and is another aspect, because it's like, you know, there's a space between when you let go and when the kind of new shows up, when that new identity shows up, or, you know, the new situation or the new way of making money or the whatever it is, there's that space there. And so it's really being able to be in that uncertainty. And that also leads to questioning, which is another important kind of part of the journey that I like to talk about, because it's really important to be in question, but to be in question in the right way, you know. So it's less about questioning in sort of the ways that we're often taught to question, which is like, what's wrong with me? What's, you know, why is this happening to me? And more about the question, like, wow, what's really possible here? And like, who am I now that I don't, you know, that I don't have this old identity, or that these, you know, my beliefs about the way the world works aren't working anymore? Like, who am I now in this? And so bringing that real sense of curiosity to the experience. And then, you know, some of the others are just the descent to the underworld is really a key one. That's really, you know, that's more likely to happen if you're, you know, kind of in a crisis potentially. But, you know, when identity is involved, then certainly a descent to the underworld can be an important part of the journey, and that's really where you sort of meet your demons. It's where all the fears, the grief, the discontent can come up. There's lots of different ways we can experience that, and it is one of the more, again, difficult parts of the journey, but it's also the part of the journey where we can kind of reclaim all of the aspects of ourself, the shadow, the shadow self, and reintegrate them with who we are so that we become more whole. That's what becoming more whole is about, is to really integrate all of the parts of ourselves that we've cut off and shoved away at some point in our life. There's things like plateaus that come along too. It's like, if we've gone through a descent and we've kind of reintegrated some aspect of ourselves, there can be a plateau where we think nothing is happening. And that's really common on a transformational journey. It's like, to have these places where it's, we can almost get frustrated where it's like, nothing's happening, nothing's moving. And yet, it's sort of that time when the seed, after the seed is planted and before it starts to sprout, it's like there's a lot happening. It's just not happening on the surface. So these are just a few of the kind of, landmarks that somebody can look forward to. And there's a purpose to each of those. So that's why I really, like to talk about each one and talk about going consciously, because when we can go through it really consciously, then, and understand the purpose of each one and that there is a purpose for each one, then it just helps to be able to stay in that experience.
It seems like when you use a process, my impression would be when you go through that process with someone like yourself, then what you need and what you would have is something to refer back to in those times when you're hearing the negative voices saying, this is, maybe I should go back, maybe I shouldn't keep going here, maybe it's stagnating and there's a reason. But is that something that you help people do, is trying to create that map that they can see visually or refer back to, so that they have that, when the voices are saying, hey, go back, they have that sense of, no, you thought that you're prepared for this, you expected it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that also brings up just how important support can be on this journey, because it is really hard. You're going through this experience and those voices do come up and it does make it really hard to keep going. But when you can have the map and you know what the landmarks are going to look like, it does just help give you that sense of that there is an end point. Because often when we're in an experience, I don't know if this happens to you, but it certainly happens to me, that if I'm in an experience, I feel like that experience is going to last forever. That's all that there is, and that's all that there's going to be. And and that's not true. And, in my kind of other moments, I know that that's not true. But when we're in something, particularly in something difficult, that's how it can really feel. And so having the map, but also having somebody there to kind of guide you or support you or just remind you that this is, this is just a descent. It's okay. You're going to come out of it. We'll get you out of it. Just be there with as much presence as you can, and it'll shift.
Yeah, and it's so important, because you think about all the great inventors in our time. I'm sure that at one point Thomas Edison's mom probably told him he was crazy. or his spouse just said, hey, what are you doing? This light bulb thing, this is crazy. So tell me about your, how do people find you, get in touch with you, and stay in touch and engage you, that type of thing?
Sure, yeah. I have a couple of different websites. My main coaching website is juliestyles.com. My last name is STILES, so juliestyles.com. I also run a podcast, actually. It's every week, and it's called Autoimmune Adventures. It's generally focused around people who have autoimmune disease, but I actually talk about the transformative journey quite a lot on it. I've done about 5 episodes so far that are covering this journey in particular. So if somebody's, just interested in kind of the transformative journey, the call to adventure, the different pieces of it that we've mentioned, those are all going to be, on that podcast as well. So that would be another place to go to look, and you can find that on iTunes or the website is aiadventures.com.
Okay, I see. If someone wanted to talk to you about engaging you for coaching or that type of thing, is your website juliestyles.com?
Yes, absolutely. And if you go to that website, I offer a free consultation for people, and there's ways to contact me, there. So that's absolutely a good way to get in touch with me.
Well, it's fascinating. I love the way you coach. You put this all together and you talk about it, your call to adventure. So listeners, are you having that call? Are you worried about Are there doubts that you think you really want to do something, but you just need some help as far as mapping it out, figuring it out, preparing for the good times and the bad times ahead? You would plan out a safari. You would plan out an adventure. You even choose what roller coaster you might want to go on in an amusement park. So why not give Julie a call and help learn about what it takes to go on an adventure like this? So Julie, I really want to thank you for joining. It's been very interesting and a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thanks so much, Bill. I really appreciate it and have enjoyed being here as well. Thank you so much.
Thanks. I hope you'll come back some other time and keep us up to date on what's happening with your coaching career and your podcast as well.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. Please stay with us. We promise you're going to be glad you did.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50 plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well planned. We upload new 1 minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
You've been listening to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business. Join us live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific here on octalkradio.net. And don't forget to listen to the daily 1 minute Exit Coach tip of the day on exitcoachradio.com. The Exit Coach Radio Show is brought to you by Exit and Retirement Strategies. We'll help you find your exit. For Exit Coach Radio, I'm Spike Real, saying so long for now.